This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, I got to put you guys to work. I do. I think we're starting to get a little bit lazy. You guys are going to get mad at me today. But I am thinking you guys are having an attitude when it comes to medicine and doctors and your health care of a Jesus take the wheel. And you guys need to be in a lot more control. And you're going to have to be a lot more on top of things. So, what's happening? And this is why my panties are all up in a bunch. There's a woman in Las Vegas, Nevada, who we're being told, according to Fox News, where she has cancer, but it was dismissed as allergies. And so, apparently, she went to 4 different doctors until it finally got diagnosed with cancer. And I mean, she's only 27 years old. Megan Bechtold of Las Vegas told MDW Features that she visited an urgent care on 3 separate occasions. The first time, they told me I had a cold that wouldn't go away. The second time, they told me it was bad allergies. The third time, he told me my bronchitis was coming back. But what she actually had was Hodgkin's lymphoma 2B. Now, she actually saw the same doctor each time, and he told her that if the antibiotics prescribed for the bronchitis didn't work, he would send her for an x-ray. Now, he's not entirely at fault, because a lot of urgent care physicians now have rules, and we've talked about that. Whereas when I was an ER doc in an urgent care, if I thought you needed an x-ray, if I thought you needed a CAT scan, I order it. I'm the doctor. I don't like what's wrong with you. I have a funny suspicion. You're still coughing. I'm doing the x-ray. Now, they're not allowed. Non-doctors are running medicine and telling us doctors we have best medical practices and things we're supposed to do to prevent unnecessary tests and unnecessary antibiotic use. And I get that. I get that. The problem is this was a, it took 4 visits. Now, she was nervous, so she went to Google. And she did a search of what her symptoms could be. And she apparently finally got that x-ray, and she had a 13-centimeter mass on her diaphragm and fluid in her lungs. She was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, underwent chemotherapy. Now, even though the most common symptom seems to be like a lump and an enlarged lymph node, you could have that in the arm or groin area, etc. I've seen many lymphomas just pop up in the lungs. You get night sweats, fever, weight loss. But sometimes you can have cough or difficulty breathing. We diagnosed a lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma, in our office because the lady had an increased heart rate. Her heart rate was high. That's it. So we do an EKG, and we do a chest x-ray. Anybody with an abnormal EKG or increased heart rate, we do a chest x-ray. That's how we found, and that lymphoma was huge. This lymphoma we found was like a 20-centimeter. So, but then again, that was before the rules and regulations, and nobody was my boss. According to the American Cancer Society, patients with Hodgkin's lymphoma are classified by stage, either A or B, HER2 B means that the cancer was found in two or more lymph nodes on the same side of the diaphragm, extended locally from one lymph node into an organ. The B classification means she also experienced symptoms like night sweats, unexplained fever, loss of 10% body weight over 6 months. So she was hospitalized for 11 days, given her first round of chemo, lost 10 pounds. Then she ended up having mouth sores, nausea, etc. Then she lost hair during her second round of treatment. And it was rough, but she's overcoming. And from what I understand, she's doing well. But the point here is you guys are at the mercy of us medical providers. And if we are now at the mercy of an employer, I mean, doctors used to be self-employed. Now the average doctor has a boss or works for a company that mandates they do medicine their way, which may mean no antibiotics and no x-rays. I mean, if you come in and you got a cough over a month, okay, you're getting an x-ray in my book, but that might not be considered standard of care. Now, standard of care, you could try some inhaled corticosteroids, you could try some cough medication, it might just be bronchitis, most bronchitis are viral, but if it's a month, maybe you could try an antibiotic. I mean, now, you don't wait a month for a cough. Although, yes, some bronchitises can go for months. Yes, they can. But what we've done is we've gotten so damn afraid of violating certain standards that we're not realizing we have a person in front of us that could be sick. And I'm just as guilty. I now do telemedicine, and I love telemedicine. But telemedicine is very different than medicine in your office. One is I can't order tests, and I get that because, I can't get the results. But I could recommend them. And the other is, not a lot of antibiotics. So if I think a person may need an antibiotic, like they have a bladder infection, etc., I got to send you to someone who could do your urinalysis and look at you and get your antibiotic. And so you as the patient are going to have to be, I don't want to use the word aggressive, but very assertive. And you're going to have to ask your doctor, how do I know this isn't lymphoma? How do I know this isn't cancer? You're going to have to put them on the spot and have them, tell you why your symptoms aren't and what has to be done to rule that out and when does that get done. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you. by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're talking about patient empowerment here. I love doctors. I love nurses, nurse practitioners, PAs. I love the medical system. But we have a problem. We have some big problems coming. As doctors and nurses and healthcare providers are losing their autonomy and things are starting to be run more by the government or businesses, you are starting to be treated like a number. And as you're starting to be treated like a number and not given that personal attention, things may get missed. Now, this article was being reported by Medscape, where they say a woman, she died by 1,000 clicks. Now, what they're talking about here, which is really, really frightening, is Annette Monticelli had a migraine. It wasn't a typical migraine. And it got worse when she changed positions. Now, she used to be an attorney. She was an attorney from Vermont, but then she, you know, owned an inn. She was an innkeeper. And she visited her local doctor at the Stowe Family Practice twice about the problem late in November 2012. 2 months later, she's dead from a brain aneurysm. The aneurysm is like a ballooning of a vessel. And it blew. It had not been tested, and it wasn't diagnosed until she showed up in the emergency room before she died. Now, the husband, of course, sued the doctor's office. It's a federally qualified health center. And the physician who worked for it. And you'd think this was just a malpractice case, but they found something bigger. So the district attorney, Owen Foster, looked at the medical records. And the doctor did think that there could be an aneurysm. The doctor had considered a possibility of an aneurysm. And to rule it out, he did order a head scan. But get this. The software system didn't accept the order and transmit it. That's according to the government's court filings. So the scan would have diagnosed an aneurysm. Then he could have gone. Then she could have gone to neurosurgery, and then they could have done some things that they do, coiling. There's certain things they could do for brain aneurysms. The test never made it to the lab, never was transmitted. And the software in question was eClinicalWorks. It's one of the leading sellers of record-keeping software for physicians in America. It's currently used by 850,000 health professionals in the U.S. And it didn't take long for Foster to assemble a lot of other reports. Better Business Bureau complaints, issues flagged on the software. And so if you have an electronic medical system that your doctor is using, and you have a good doctor and a good medical provider, nurse practitioner, PA, and they want the test done and suggesting it and go and send it, you cannot rely, apparently, on a lot of these electronic medical records. Now, damning evidence came from a whistleblower claim filed in 2011 against the company. Brendan Delaney is a British cop turned EHR expert, was hired in 2010 by New York City. I guess they looked at the EHR in a jail at Rikers Island, more than 100,000 inmates. And he found that patient medication lists weren't reliable, prescribed drugs would not show up, discontinued drugs would appear as current. The EHR would sometimes display one patient's medication profile accompanied by the physician's note for a different patient. So you can misdiagnose, prescribe a drug wrong. They say prescriptions, some 30,000 of them in 2010, lacked proper start and stop dates. So somebody could be on a medication that they were only supposed to be on short term continually. And the ECW system did not reliably track lab results. They tallied 1884 tests for which they had never gotten outcomes. So what does that mean for you? Well, if you are not 1,000% aware of everything your doctor wants and doctor has done, and you don't follow up on it, it's not going to magically happen. We were talking about in the last hour these glitches in these planes and why they think these Boeing jets that crashed in Indonesia and Ethiopia was because a computer took over and, you know, human could not overcome the computer. We can't do that with medicine also. They say the eClinicalWorks system failed to use the standard drug codes and some instances lab and diagnosis codes. The case never went to jury. In May 2017, eClinicalWorks paid a $155 million settlement to the government over alleged false claims and kickbacks One physician made tens of thousands of dollars to clients who promoted its product. The company still denied wrongdoing. And what we're also being told by Medscape is that the government might have bankrolled the adoption of the software. Remember the government had offered to help subsidize places who would go to EHR? So let's go back to this woman. This woman had an aneurysm. Doctor ordered a test. Usually when a doctor orders a test, he tells the patient. Did the patient get the same runaround that we always get? Did they call the doctor's office? And the doctor's office said, oh, yeah, it's in process. It's in process. Okay, well, you know, it's been 6 weeks. Oh, it's still in process. It takes a long time from insurance companies. And nothing was being done. You know, the one thing, the one consequence of having electronic medical records, the pros is, wow, you could now order a lot of tests, see a lot of patients, computer's supposed to keep track of it all. Awesome. On the other hand, there is now so much data that if staff do not diligently follow up on orders that were made and made sure everybody followed up on the orders, it's just too much. Now, somebody could say, okay, Dr. Wax, it's computerized. This should be as easy as running a report. Well, yes and no. So when we did this by hand, when we had paper charts before electronic records, I would give a person a lab slip. We would put in a log. Logs for labs. Logs for tests, like mammograms, mammograms, ultrasounds, CAT scans. And then we had referrals. Logs for referrals. A week would go by. Did Bob do his blood work? Call Bob. Now, mind you, if you're seeing 30 to 40 patients a day, you have logs of thousands of patients. Does the average person do the blood work right then and there? We did have lab in our office, so whoever was fasting, yeah, we got the lab work done. But if I saw somebody at 4 in the afternoon, and he's like, all right, I'll do my fasting blood work, I'll come back and do it, and then he forgets. My doctor told me to do blood work. I still haven't done it. I got the lab slip, but I haven't done it yet. We procrastinate. So staff can call the thousands of people every day on the list. Did you do your blood work? Did you not do your blood work? But there's too many patients. You can't do that. Now, I guess there's some systems where they could send the patient reminder emails, but how much emails do we get? And it goes to spam. What if the patient doesn't follow up on their email? So now you have staff completely overburdened with all these people they have to call and follow and, you know, whatever. And a patient calls going, oh, hi, you know, any news on my test? Well, they could actively go into the computer and they could look, but if they're busy, they'll say, you know, oh, it takes time, sorry. And, you know, you have a lot of staff people that can be lazy. Well, they'll just tell a person on the phone, you know, you'll hear from us when it's ready. Never, never allow a medical office to say no news is good news. No news means nothing's happening. If you don't get a call, if you do a CAT scan and you don't get a call from your doctor's office, that does not mean the CAT scan's normal. I mean, it may. Which is why you always have to have a follow-up. Now, what we did in my office, because there were so many patients and so many tests, I would make sure we had follow-ups. You know, because I love my staff. My staff are, you know, wonderful people, but they're not doctors. So how are they going to answer the questions that the staff later asks? Well, you know, so what do I do with this lipoma or this hemangioma? So I would say follow up a week after your test. This way we can make sure we got the results, and then we can sit down and talk to you about the results. And you might have to do the same. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is heading to Lima, Ohio, where he will tour a manufacturing plant and also an army tank plant. Now, on Tuesday, Vice President Mike Pence was in Nebraska getting a look at some of the flooding damage, which is expected to cost the state in agricultural losses right around $1 billion. Vice President Pence has a message for everyone.
The American people are going to stand with people across Nebraska, across Iowa, across all of the eight states that have been impacted by this severe weather and this flooding.
Captain Sully Sullenberger is blasting the FAA after two recent crashes of Boeing 737 MAX 8 airplanes. In an op-ed from MarketWatch, Captain Sullenberger says the crashes reveal the federal government has lost the ability to effectively regulate Boeing. Sullenberger also believes there's too cozy of a relationship between the industry and regulators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
O'Reilly. Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, what happened with this whole college bribery scandal is not going to go away anytime soon. In fact, it's getting huge. This, from what we understand, suspicious students at USC are now accusing 60 of their classmates of cheating their way into school. And we're being told that multiple students were aware of the college shooting scandal, including one who gloated after she got answers to her SAT from another who falsely posed as an elite athlete. So this is, there's a lot, this uncovered a huge problem. Now, I think there was an article that came out. I didn't watch a video, but I guess one of the friends of Lori Loughlin's daughter, I think it was Lori Loughlin's daughter, or it was Felicity Huffman's daughter, had said, I was kind of shocked that my friend who, you know, was doing so many extracurricular activities, was doing so well at school. I was just kind of not really buying it. Well, some of the cheating could have possibly allegedly gone a lot deeper than we think. So students at USC now have referred 60 of their classmates to the Judicial Council in the wake of this admissions bribery scandal. They say the atmosphere at the university, which was attended by Laughlin's two daughters until last week, is reportedly hysterical, with suspicion rife that many more students cheated or bribed their way into that college. Yeah, you bet the other students are ticked. Of the 60 complaints, the council is investigating three. Now, this has been reported by TMZ. Two of these are said to be freshman students who were recommended to the school's athletic department by Rick Singer. And Rick Singer was the alleged mastermind. A source close to the council said there's a suspected link with the men's lacrosse team, even though it's not confirmed. Two said they had become very nervous when news of the scandal first broke. A third student is reportedly a junior who also used Singer for help with her application. Her parents are, quote, unindicted co-conspirators from the East Coast, we're being told. Now, school officials have already said six students who applied to USC last fall are going to be rejected because of their ties to the scheme. And the school confirmed it had suspended the accounts of students linked to the scandal to stop them registering for classes or obtaining transcripts. Now, remember, this is USC, and, you know, there's other schools involved, right? Was there Harvard and Georgetown? USC, they say, has placed holds on the accounts of students who may be associated with the alleged admission scheme. This prevents the students from registering for classes or acquiring transcripts while their cases are under review. Officials also said on Monday night that they would expel any students who took advantage of the scheme. Your life is ruined, by the way. Your career is ruined if you're expelled from a college. Expelled, we're talking. Trying to get into another school. I mean, I'm sure somebody will take you, you know, be able to order classes, et cetera, you know, and pay for classes. And I'm sure the school could protect themselves, saying, look, they were expelled from another. They took their admissions test. This is where they, you know, qualify. And, you know, this is where they rank in terms of, you know, academically. And so they take these classes. So, I mean, I'm sure they'll be able to get into other schools. But this information gets to be pretty public. And they say the students have been notified that their status is under review. Following the review, we will take the proper action related to their status, up to revoking admission or expulsion. Now, imagine if you weren't involved in this and you got this letter saying that you're under review. You're like, do I study? Do I not? What do I do? Full House actor Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Mossimo Giannulli, were among 33 parents, among with Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman, who were charged with bribing these individuals to designate their children as recruited athletes or favored admission categories, and all three were charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. Now, I'm not exactly sure what got mailed and how they, I'm not exactly sure what that is, but some sort of fraud, whatever. And they said, the felony carries a maximum sentence of 5 years behind bars. Now, you know, people were asking, how does lying to a college university put you in jail? Well, I guess if you defraud the government, that gets you in jail. So, prosecutors said wealthy parents either paid bribes to have college counsel rig standardized tests or get their children admitted as recruits of sports they didn't play. Now, the funny thing is Loughlin and Giannulli didn't attend college. And they're the ones that are accused of falsely representing their daughters, Olivia Jade and Isabella Rose, who's, yes, they're adults, and the kids should have say, you know, and you know, but I wonder if some of these other kids, you know, they come from these homes with these parents that are like, you know, my kid won't go for this, we're just going to do it anyway. I mean, how many times do we do things without our kids knowing? And so my only concern is, what if some of these kids, you know, got their admissions letter and their parents, you know, are kind of winking to each other on what they did, and now this kid's life is ruined and the kid is branded as a cheater. That just still doesn't sit right with me. Now, the kids who knew gosh darn well what the parents were doing, yeah, sorry, hard knocks. But I do believe that there are some of these kids out there who are like, no, Mom, you know, I'll just go, whatever. And they're like, no. Okay, you're going to write your letter, write your essay, you know, we'll take care of things. And they took care of things. So now you have other students ticked. Now, the reason why we bring this up is this leads to, you know, a bigger controversy that we've been dealing with now for a while, is how should college admissions be done? We've had a very interesting pattern, okay, and not a very consistent one. So we all think it's grades, okay? If you got the grades, if you got the athletics, and you got the proof, and you got the hardcore proof, the school is going to accept you. They have the data. They have the transparency. So somebody could say, you know, look, why did you accept this person? These were the grades. They were, okay. And so you think it's just all, okay, black and white, very simple. Instead, what's been coming out is, well, if somebody donates a lot of money, they get into the school. If somebody is an underserved minority, they'll get into the school. If somebody doesn't fit a quota, they don't get into the school. And so we want to believe that there are systems that are 1,000% fair, where you're looking at a piece of paper, and you're not looking at the race, you're not looking at their gender, you're not looking at their wealth, and you're accepting them based on their merit. And that's not what's happening. And we're finding that there's a lot of manipulation of the system. You know, well, if we don't have enough women, let's take in more women. If we don't have enough Hispanics, if we don't have enough, you know, Asian, if we don't have enough African American, if we don't have enough Caucasian, we need to balance it out. And this cherry picking is a very, very frustrating concept. Now, the reason why society has let it go is because they said, well, these kids need to realize real world. Real world, that's exactly how it is. Somebody's father is going to get the job and going to get the promotion. If that somebody's father who's big in the world, that kid's going to get the promotion. If a company needs more women, or if they need, you know, a certain demographic filled, that's the way it's going to be. If you tick somebody off, you're not, you know. So people are trying to say that the college admissions process has to mirror real life. But that's really frustrating, and the average person isn't buying it if, A, you're spending that kind of money for school. B, if you did everything right, you got the grades, you got the, you know, African-American males may not get accepted if the school needs to fill with more females. Okay, that frustrates the heck out of anybody, no matter what your gender, race, creed is. If you did the work and you got the grades, it shouldn't matter if you're X, Y, or XX. Same thing, it shouldn't matter if you're rich or poor, but it does. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say sugary drinks are linked to a 31% higher risk of early death. Honestly, these articles keep coming out, and it is really, really frustrating because we don't really know what to do with them. But they say a Harvard-led study in the journal Circulation found people who drink two or more sugar-sweetened beverages a day have a 31% higher risk of early death from cardiovascular disease. And each soda, sports drink, or sugary beverage increased the risk by 10%. Now, guys, sports drink included in this. Dr. Tara Narula told CBS This Morning that previous research has shown that sugar-sweetened beverages are linked to diabetes, weight gain, heart disease, stroke, but what we didn't really look into was the increased risk of mortality or death. This research really did show that the more sugar-sweetened beverages you drink, the higher the risk of death, primarily from cardiovascular death, but also from cancer deaths. While Americans have been drinking fewer sugary drinks, such as soda and sports drinks, over the past decade, they still represent the single largest source of added sugar in our diet. It's not us reaching for a candy bar, it's these sugary drinks. For the study, researchers examined data from two different studies involving nearly 38,000 men and more than 80,000 women who were followed for 20 to 30 years. And they were asked how much they ate and drank, what their lifestyle choices were. And according to CBS News, if you drank one or two sugary drinks a day, your overall risk of death went up 14%. If you drank two a day, 21%. That's phenomenal. So we need to stop it. Now, some of you guys are like, nah, I'm good. Well, are you? Okay, you know, you have coffee, you know, maybe you're adding sugar to the coffee, and then maybe at lunchtime, you know, you guys will grab something at the office, and, you know, maybe you'll grab a Coke, you know, or lemonade, or something like that. You know, at dinner, maybe you'll be okay. Maybe you'll, you know, maybe you'll just have a glass of wine or whatever. Maybe you'll go to the movie on the weekend, grab a Coke at the movie. Maybe you guys are going to go out with some friends. You'll have a rum and Coke. 7 and 7. It adds up. Now, the research also looked at the link between artificially sweetened beverages and death. No increase in mortality unless women drank more than four of them a day. Now, some of you are like, I'm good. I just get one, you know, a day with my, you know, lunch meal, and I'm good. Well, I've seen these super size monster drink sizes. That could qualify as at least three, depending on the ounce amounts. They say more research is needed to look into that female effect. It may have been women that were overweight or obese were trying to switch to artificially sweetened beverages that were already high risk. Now, last year, the American Heart Association issued guidelines on artificially sweetened beverages and concluded that they can be a part of a healthy diet if you are the type of person that overdrinks soda pop. Water, of course, is the healthiest drink. Now, I think that's going to change. I think somebody's going to finally say no artificially sweetened drinks. I mean, we still don't know how these artificially, you know, these artificial drinks affect our overall health and our pancreas and diabetes. So, things have to get, you know, still worked out on that one. Now, a woman claims that a hospital has stored her frozen embryo for years without her knowledge, and she's suing. So, a Massachusetts woman is suing a Rhode Island hospital who claims she froze her embryo and kept it in storage for 13 years without her knowledge. Providence Journal reports that Marissa Cloutier Bristol is suing Women and Infants Hospital in Providence that its negligence took away her chance to have another child and caused her severe emotional distress. So, the lawsuit, the embryo had been frozen in 2004 before she and her first husband decided to end in vitro fertilization. A North Attleboro woman says she found out about the embryo in 2017 after receiving a letter that she needs to pay $500 to keep it in storage. Now, they're not giving us the full details, but my guess is she and her husband stopped trying in 2004 maybe, or after 2004, and my guess is she was told, nope, we don't have it anymore. Meanwhile, it was there the whole time. It was there the whole time. That's crazy. It's really interesting. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the fertilization. It's fantastic. You see a little needle, you know, submitting the sperm into the egg, and then they get, it's crazy stuff. So, that could be a big lawsuit. That could be bad. A New York mom gives birth, and it was a 15-pounder. 15-pounder! Baby's almost a kindergartner by the time that sucker's coming out. And mom says it was pretty violent. So this New York mother set a record at a hospital upstate. Joey Buckley gave birth to Harper Buckley, a 15-pound, 5-ounce baby. She said, I felt like I was hit by two tractor trailers. It was pretty violent. She got stuck under my rib cage. Now, this is like the biggest baby born in Arnot Ogden Medical Center. Ogden. And I guess that's looking at records of 30 years. She told the news outlet she knew a baby was going to be big, but didn't anticipate 15 pounds. So Harper was brought to the NICU, the neonatal ICU, after her birthday, so doctors could check her sugar and oxygen levels, because a baby over 15 pounds, we start to worry about diabetes. Babies born to large weight are often big because the patients are big. Now, or the mom might have had diabetes during pregnancy. Mom and dad were told they only had a 15% chance of becoming pregnant. So getting this baby, that was cool. In fact, they were going to adopt. But then in May 2016, mom found out she was pregnant. Gave birth to an 11-pound boy. And then I guess they tried to have another baby. And then baby was big. So, congratulations. That is a big baby. I'm looking. It's like, yeah, you're, you know. Don't buy babies like that newborn clothes at the, you know, at the baby shower, because they won't fit. There's a lawsuit with Vanderbilt Hospital. A Tennessee woman says Vanderbilt University Medical Center operated on the wrong kidney during her surgery. Carla Miller said the error damaged her urinary system, and now she needs dialysis for life. She's seeking more than $25 million in damages. Now, Vanderbilt officials declined to comment, but according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, wrong site surgeries are vivid and terrifying errors, and it could signal underlying problems in hospitals. Yeah, if somebody's going to screw up and operate on the wrong kidney, what else are they doing wrong? Last month, another lawsuit asserted a Vanderbilt patient died when an unsupervised resident botched a routine procedure. And a former Vanderbilt nurse was indicted on charges of accidentally administering a lethal dose of a paralyzing drug. All three incidents took place in the same year, 2017. Now, I work with a lot of medical students, and I used to work with a lot of residents, and people are always concerned about, you know, do we let non-doctors, full-fledged, right, trained professionals work on us? And the thing is the supervision, like, you know, when I was a student, I was very, very supervised. You know, I mean, they would say, just go do it. And I'm like, no, am I doing it right? Am I doing it right? Am I doing it right? There were some times when I would deliver a baby and no one was there. Baby was coming out. There wasn't enough staff. Baby came out fine. You know, and there are protocols in place where, you know, there has to be a staff person, but if there is no superior officer around, you got to do what you got to do. You know, and I deliver Twin Breach by myself. Meh. It's great. But most of us in training, we really do have a good baseline training. Unfortunately, some rare flukes can happen. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.